Hi everyone, my name is Dr. Ksenia Gershberg, and I'm so excited to have you here from Empowered Mama Chiropractic. Today I'll be interviewing Michelle, who is a marriage coach for moms. She helps moms be happier in their marriage using a life coaching approach. She helps women create more connection and open communication while empowering themselves in the process. She didn't grow up with a good example of effective communication or how to have a strong relationship, and her relationship suffered from that. Once she became a mom, she quickly lost herself, like many moms do, and found her marriage becoming disconnected. Now she is on a mission to help empower moms to know they can enjoy their marriage through every stage of motherhood, not just when the kids move out. So I'm so excited to have you here. Welcome, Michelle.
Thank you for having me.
So I definitely wish that I had something like this when I was starting off in motherhood, when I just first had my son. How did you start your mission of becoming a mom coach and helping other moms?
Short answer is life. I, like you, wish I had someone there for me when I started my motherhood journey. Now, I actually started my motherhood journey twice because I first became a stepmom, and then I became a mom of my own child. So I didn't have the experience of having a newborn with my stepson. He was already almost two at the time. So I really stepped into this because I wanted to do something with my life that would give it a sense of purpose. And I've always loved to empower people and listen and learn about people's stories and really help them live life to their fullest. And so I had several people along the way recommend that I look into life coaching. And quickly after I started that journey, I realized that my favorite kind of person to help are moms, because we have so much on our plate that society kind of just puts on us. And we kind of forget how much power of choice we have in life. And I really strive to help women take back their life so that they know they're in control of everything that happens around them, and that they can start to live the life that they want and have the relationships they want on their own. They can do that by themselves.
That's really amazing. How do you do that? Like, how do you help moms navigate? What are your methods?
Yeah, so I mean, everyone is a little bit different, but the core aspects of how I help my clients are typically the same in terms of, you know, we work on a lot of self-love, making sure that you're taking care of yourself, creating boundaries where they're needed, knowing when you can give yourself permission to think, do, or, you know, say things and not fear that being your true self is something bad. I also work heavily with moms on communication, like how to have effective, productive conversations with their partners so that both people are seen and heard without it turning into a big hot mess, where there's a ton of conflict. And then, of course, I teach them how to take accountability over their own life. I think we're often taught to point the finger. You know, if you're unhappy, it's someone else's fault. If you get upset, it's someone else that has to pay for it. But really, the power comes from owning your emotions and knowing what to do with them. And again, giving yourself the choices to move forward and how to do that.
Those steps are so important. When do you think moms should start seeing you? Or if they're pregnant, should they start seeing you during pregnancy? Or when is a good time?
I mean, anytime's a good time, really. Ideally, women would come see me before their firstborn so that they can set their marriage up for success. Because as you know, when the kid comes, you get tunnel vision really quickly. You start to revolve your life around them. You forget to take care of yourself. And so if you are equipping yourself with what to expect, how to set yourself up aside from, oh, how do you take care of the baby? But how do you take care of yourself? How do you continue to prioritize your marriage? how do you have tough conversations? Because when the child comes, you're going to be sleep deprived. You're going to forget how to take care of yourself. So you're going to be running on empty, and you're not going to be giving yourself your best version of yourself. And then of course your husband is going to get even less of that because you're just trying to survive. And so a lot of my clients already have kids, and they've kind of gone down the rabbit hole of, oh, I completely lost myself. I don't really prioritize myself at all. My husband and I have communication issues. He either doesn't open up, or every time we talk, it just ends up being a fight. So it's just easier to not really talk about stuff. And again, they revolve their life around their kids when really they have to remember that it's their marriage, it's their relationship that brought the kids into the world. And so if they had known that that was going to happen, they probably wouldn't decide to have kids, right? Like, nobody gets married to say, okay, well, let's enjoy the first few months or year or however long you wait, and then we'll get back to it when the kids move out. Like, nobody does that.
Right. A long time to wait.
It is, and it's not fair either, because you're essentially, by putting the kids first, you're essentially saying, it's okay, the kids are more important than me. I can put my life on pause for about 20 years, and this is exactly what I expect my kids to do as soon as they become parents. It's like, well, no, you get to enjoy your life every step of the way. You don't have to wait and sacrifice your own enjoyment and fulfillment because you're raising kids. Like, that's not what motherhood's about.
Right. And then you'll be setting an example for your kids for later in the future, so they know what self-care looks like as well.
Exactly. Like, I really strive to provide an example and path for my kids that I didn't have, right? Like, my parents' generation was just like, you have kids, the mom takes care of them, the dad just does whatever. And they're not really that connected. Like, I can probably count on a single hand how many times I saw them be affectionate with each other. And, you know, it's no surprise that they're divorced. And, you know, their communication was always a problem. And I want my kids to know what it looks like to be in a committed relationship. What does it take? You know, yeah, you're going to have disagreements. How do you handle that productively where you're both respectful, but you're both able to have a safe space where you guys can speak freely, free of judgment, but be honest with each other and grow with each other and show your kids, like, hey, it's an evolution. It's something that you have to constantly work on. It's not like, okay, we've achieved the status of our marriage and it's going to stay that way forever. Like, no, the marriage, just like any relationship, is a living thing. It's dynamic.
Right. And if the parents are happy, the kids will be happy, right? Happy family.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Like happy spouse, happy house. Like, that's mm-hmm. what I subscribe to. And you then show your kids, like, hey, this is the type of partner you should really look for, or the type of dynamic that you should look for when you go off and have your own relationship. And hopefully it'll save them from falling into those relationships where it's like, oh, I probably went into that because I just felt lonely, not because we're a good fit and we complement each other. Or, oh, I went into that relationship because they completed me. It's like, no, you complete yourself. You get mm-hmm. to do that for yourself. This person just adds to your life.
Yes, definitely. What are the three keys that you would give moms listening in today for balancing marriage and raising kids?
So I would first recommend taking care of yourself, right? Because you are no good to anyone in your life, including you, if you are running on empty all the time. I'm always talking about how you need to fill your own cup first and then give from the reserves, right? So imagine a pitcher of water and you're pouring the water into a glass, and you're the glass and the water in your glass is your, I guess, energy level, like what you have to offer for yourself and how you feel. Pour more into yourself so that you can give from the overflow rather than taking what's in your cup and giving it to other people. Because at the end of the day, if that's what you're doing, you're probably cranky, impatient, and not very pleasant to be around. And so if you're doing that, you're not really doing them any good at all. So make sure you're taking care of yourself, being your best version, whatever that looks like, so that you can be everything you want to be for your family. Secondly, prioritize your marriage over your kids. And so what I mean by that is make sure you get that quality time in. Make sure that, you know, you find trusted childcare, if that's what it is. Or if you're not there yet, dedicate some time, regular time, to spend with your spouse when the kids are asleep. Or maybe they get to have alone time in their room or whatever it is. Make sure you get that time in where it's kid-free, so you're not really having to have half your brain focused on, oh, are my kids going to hurt themselves? Are they going to get into some trouble? Does someone need something? Hey, stop fighting. You know, like, give yourself that space for you guys to truly connect. Because as parents, it kind of seems a lot of times that you guys are just passing ships, right? Like, okay, you handle that, I will handle this, and then it's bedtime and you guys are toast.
Yes. Definitely.
Yeah, so it's really important to be intentional, which is my third thing, is to be intentional about everything that you're doing. You know, don't subscribe to a certain way you have to be or live just because society says, hey, this is how it is to be a good woman, or this is how it is to be a good wife or a good mom. Do things that work for you and your family. So have the intent of, okay, I want my family's culture to be this. Okay, so how do we create that? What can we say no to? What can we change how we do things? What can we say yes to? Like, you get to challenge everything you're doing because you are running the house along with your spouse. It's not like you're living with your parents and you have to do things their way anymore. You get to run the house.
Right. And I feel like for moms, it's sometimes so hard to create that shift, especially being more intentional about like date nights. And how often do you recommend to actually plan date nights?
It really depends. So it depends on what works for you guys, right? Like, I have some people that I've helped who have husbands who work away for like 2 weeks at a time. So for me to say weekly is kind of difficult for them, right? But you have to be honest with yourself. How often do you guys need to connect? What does that look like? If your husband is away all the time, maybe it's a date over the phone or over video call and you just somehow make it special. Personally, my husband and I were able to go on a date every month. And for us, that looks like a date weekend where we get two solid dates together. Some people go out every week. Others scarily don't go out at all. Like, they don't remember the last time they went on a date, which is bad. I just think it should be regular, at least monthly if possible. I wouldn't go as far as quarterly. That's a little too infrequent because so much can happen that you guys can start to grow apart, or you might miss things, and you really want to maintain the connection so that it helps with hard times, right? Because that's what you lean on as a foundation, is the good stuff. And when there's very few moments of goodness, that's when arguments can fire up really quickly and the compassion that you have for each other dwindles.
I think that's so true because it's so hard to connect, especially if you have multiple kids and you're driving like in a car or something, you can't have a conversation. So date nights, I feel like, are that time to connect and actually have an adult conversation.
Exactly. And even right before bed, you know, like, you can make one day a week where the kids go to bed earlier. Maybe they're not falling asleep at that time, but that's just like the norm. Like I said earlier, you know, whatever you want to do to support your ultimate family goals, you get to make their norm. It might take some adjustment, but over time they'll be like, oh, okay, this is our time where we get to go to bed and play in our room or read or something like that. And then mom and dad will come and turn off the lights later or something.
I love that. Yeah. My kids' bedtime is usually around 8. So then we have some time later on in the evening for ourselves.
Yeah, it's so important to decompress, like not only for yourself, but together as well. So you just have to, and like I said, it's different for everyone, right? So what do you guys need as a couple? What do you need as an individual? And figure it out.
What is your own favorite like self-care routine?
I personally like to read lately or listen to podcasts. I get a lot of inspiration from doing that, and I feel like I can tune out and really feed my desire to learn new things. So lately that's been my favorite thing to do.
If you could ask moms to implement one thing in their daily life, what would it be?
Oh my gosh, that's a tough one. One thing, I would say set yourself up with a self-care routine. Doesn't matter how short it is. It could be a minute. It could be 5 minutes. It could be 2 hours. Whatever you can fit in, I think it's really important to dedicate that time to yourself if you can in the morning. Because personally, when I'm able to practice my self-care in the morning before anyone else is awake, I feel ready for the day. I feel like, okay, I gave to myself. Now I'm ready to give to others. And I don't feel jarred like I did before, where my kids were my alarm clock. And depending on their mood and what time they woke up, it would affect my mood. And the whole day could be potentially wrecked because they're cranky and then I got to deal with it. When I give to myself by giving myself the time, you know, whatever suits you, meditation, movement, journaling, reading, listening to music, putting your makeup on, whatever it is, when you're able to give that to yourself, that time, you're just like, okay, I got the one thing I cared about doing done. And what's next?
I love that. I love that, like, starting off the day off the right foot is mm-hmm. so wonderful and can really change your daily routine and can change everything, like your mindset and how you feel.
Absolutely. Before, I would be so cranky depending on how the kids were doing. And now it's like I feel like I have more patience, and I definitely notice when I don't do self-care that I am not fun to be around. And like, I don't want to be that person. I don't feel good being that person. They don't like that person. So what is controllable for me? To do self-care. So I really try and prioritize that so that I can set myself up for success and feel good about who I am.
I love it. And Michelle, can moms contact you? What's your best contact?
Yeah, so my favorite way to hang out with people actually right now is in my Facebook group. It's called Marriage and Motherhood. It's got the and sign. I love to get to know the women in there, and they're such a supportive group of women. And I constantly give tips on how to create that open communication and stronger connection and talk about all the things that really plague a relationship, because we could all use more support and more community. And so if you're interested in learning more, that's a great way to get in contact with me. I'm very hands-on in there. I love to talk to each and every person. But yeah, I would highly recommend joining that if this interview is resonating with you and you're like, yes, I need more, I could use the help, please feel free to join in.
And I'm in that group as well, and I've been loving all of the great tips that you have in there. I honestly, like I said before, I wish I knew someone like you existed when I had my first son, because that would have been so helpful. Especially during those postpartum stages.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it. And thank you to all the listeners for tuning in. My name is Dr. Ksenia Gershberg from Empower Mama Chiropractic. Take care.